interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Oh, my heavens, we're coming to an end of the month of August, yet there's so much to look forward to as we jump into the forecast of September, and I'm thrilled to have some incredible ladies here in the studio with me today. Before I introduce you to them, though, I would like to give a little shout out to our friends over at Union Home Mortgage of the Treasure Coast. Shannon and Lucy are dedicated to offering up great products so that you too can understand the value of home ownership. And you may be like our guest in the studio today, an investor and have a number of properties, or you may look to upsize. You might be in the stage of your life where you're downsizing. The kiddos are out of university and not coming home. So there's lots of variables at play, and Union Home Mortgage can certainly help you with it. It's a complimentary consultation, and they will give you some options to explore. All righty. So I have a little delicate baby in the studio, and she's not going to be the one that's on the mic, but her mom is. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Because this is called life. And we still have to do things. I love motherhood. It's absolutely rewarding, as is the experience you will have if you volunteer as part of the International Coastal Cleanup, which is set for September 20th. So in the studio with our friends from Coastal Connections, I have the beautiful Kendra Bergman, executive director extraordinaire, very busy lady. And alongside her, we have Gina Kent, who is our coastal cleanup specialist. You ladies have a lot of work in between the actual cleanup and from the year past and then getting it ready all over again. There's so much awareness. There's so many things to look forward to. I personally love this event so much because it ends with a big party. Yay!
That's the way we like to do things around here.
Yes, it is the Florida way.
Yes.
It is. We give you sunshine and a feel-good opportunity, and we will see you at the brewery later. Ta-da!
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's good stuff. So I know that it seems like we're still a couple weeks out, yet it's important for volunteers to know some of the details and hopefully get it on their calendar.
Absolutely. We would love for people to register ahead of time. And we're talking about International Coastal Cleanup Day. It is the largest international movement to clean up our shorelines. And we just want as many people out there as possible to come and join us. Last year, we had over 1,100 participants.
Wow.
And we definitely want to increase that number this year. And if you register ahead of time, which is what we're here to talk about today, then we even have free T-shirts and other goodies.
We love goodies.
Yeah. You're the queen of goodies, Annie.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You can call me Annie if you want to.
I think it's fun.
Some of my old timers that I just love and adore, they call me Annie, and I always respond. So let's understand a couple of different things. When you say that you had 1,100 volunteers last year, that was just in the Treasure Coast region alone?
Our county.
Just in Indian River County.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing.
And when we say international, we're talking other countries are participating around the globe.
Absolutely. It's worldwide. So people from all over the globe are going to be participating in cleanups on the same day.
And so does that then lend itself to have a really popular hashtag? Is that something that when we're taking pictures and we're out there sharing or even cross-promoting leading up to the event that we should be tagging?
Yeah, absolutely. Hashtag International Coastal Cleanup. Some people will use hashtag ICC 2025. And it's all organized globally by Ocean Conservancy. So definitely tagging them on all your posts would be wonderful, too.
Oh, I love this. And so there's 25 different locations?
Yes, in our county.
I have fallen in love with Indian River County for the past 21 years. And I feel like every day I still find a new nook or cranny that I didn't know existed before. So 25 park locations. I mean, and when people say we don't have enough green space, I think that sounds silly. 25 cleanup?
25 of them. A couple of them are new. So last year we hosted volunteers at 22. So we are trying to increase participation by opening up more convenient locations for people to participate.
Okay.
So all along the C-54 canal from Sebastian all the way down to Oslo Boat Ramp at the southernmost point of our county or Round Island Park. So we're covering the whole county.
And so not everybody is going to necessarily be on waterfront?
It's all coastal areas.
It's all coastal.
Okay. Primarily, yeah. It's all coastal areas, so... Yeah. Either beach access or somewhere
canal,
close to the lagoon.
Okay.
Causeways, jetties, even up into the Sebastian Inlet State Park.
Oh, so. Which is terrific because not always can you have access to there. So what are the things that are most common when we're doing the cleanup, Gina, that folks are looking for that can really have a hindrance on our coastal waterways and the coastal marine life?
Well, I actually brought our top five items that we got last year, so for ICC 2024. And our top item was pieces of hard plastic. So typically we're talking about microplastics, nanoplastics, bigger pieces of plastic that have broken down over time into smaller pieces. And we had almost 12,000 pieces of small hard plastics that were found.
That are sharp and they could be dangerous.
They can, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Cigarette butts tend to be the most widely found item every single year. So for ICC last year, we found just shy of 4,000. And we're typically finding around 30,000 a year, sadly. So
just in
from
our region?
All of our cleanups. Yeah, all of our cleanups a year.
Annually.
Yes,
really?
Annually, yeah.
Yet I feel as though there is less smoking overall.
Well, there should be. We do have smoke-free parks and beaches ordinances in the county as well. But unfortunately, we are still finding a lot of debris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Those are the top two. What else you got?
So next in line, we have plastic film at 2,400 pieces. Mm. Bottle caps, 2,100 just for that two-hour cleanup window last year.
Wow.
And then pieces of foam, just over 2,000 pieces as well.
Yes, because I often bring foam with me to the beach.
It's like, styrofoam cups breaking down.
Oh, gotcha.
A lot of it is from boogie boards that have broken and they're breaking down. Even the coolers, styrofoam coolers.
Mm.
So, again, it's bigger pieces of debris that are breaking down over time and becoming much smaller pieces.
Aha.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get stuck in all those mangroves
yes.
and so forth. And so that now, so to that point, not everybody is just necessarily walking alongside the coastline during the cleanups, are they? I mean, do you have people that are out there kayaking or in different modes that are trying to get some of the things that you can't really access via the shoreline?
We do have a handful of participants that choose to go out via kayak, or they might take their own personal vessel out to a spoil island on the Indian River Lagoon. And they typically will coordinate with us ahead of time, so they have a host location that they then depart from and return their trash to.
Ah, right. Because
yes.
as much as they like the feel-good satisfaction of the cleanup, they don't want to bring it home.
Right.
We will
get rid of it for them.
That makes sense. A lot of sense it does. And I feel like that's something that is sometimes underlooked. You know, we do, in our county alone, have some incredible spoil islands mm-hmm. that folks can take advantage of. And sometimes some that don't necessarily clean up after themselves. So that would be worthwhile if someone's listening and says, well, that sounds like a fun outing. I can incorporate that in my day of boating by simply adding on an hour or two ahead or after.
Absolutely. And we would love that, because the more participants we can get out in the Indian River Lagoon along those individual island shorelines, the better, because those are not as touched as frequently. They're not as easily accessible
sure.
by everybody. So we would love to have more people out there on the water.
So now I'm wondering, Kendra, you've done this year after year. In fact, this is how many in a row?
We've been the local host. This will be our fourth year in a row.
Okay, terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing trends. You understand what some of the volunteers are looking for. How easy is it to sign up to volunteer and figure out what park is best or location is best for them?
This will be the easiest sign up they'll ever do in their whole life.
I love easy. I do.
We want to make it easy, right? And so it's just a simple online form, and that form is available on our website. It's already linked to our event calendar, or Gina has, she's definitely going to be telling us the URL just shortly. She has it memorized because she is the queen of this event. And it's just a simple form that just asked your name and what park you want to go to. And each park has a capacity limit so that we don't have too many people at one location. Mm-hmm. We have to care about parking. And they can just take their time, pick their location and submit. And if they need to change, we will definitely take note of any place that they want to change to. If they find out, oh, my friend's going to this location, or my family member wanted to go to this location. Well, yeah. We'll work with you.
And then they'll carpool, which is even better.
Yes, absolutely.
We love
highly
that idea.
Yeah. Highly recommend the carpool.
With a big
sure.
impact like this. So last year, what was our total weight that we were able to collect?
Our total weight was 2,653 pounds. And even more staggering is just the sheer number, the pieces of debris that were removed. So individual pieces... 36,811 pieces of debris were removed just in that 2-hour window last year.
Oh, wow. What is the kickoff time on the 20th?
It is 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.
So 9 to 11. And then starting at 11:30. So it's going to run 11:30 to 1:30 as our after party at Walking Tree Brewery.
I love it. So you just go right from one location to the next.
Absolutely. Yep.
And everyone party- will be of like equal caliber of freshness.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
You we'll know, having just spent so 2 hours on the coastline cleaning, we'll all be in a similar boat, so to speak.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
I dig this so much. And so now through Ocean Conservancy.
Yes.
Conservancy. Mm-hmm. We're submitting these numbers as a global effort. So
absolutely.
On a global scale, do we happen to know that impact from last year or historically, like a range?
I don't know what the numbers were last year, but historically, so this is the 40th year that Ocean Conservancy has put on International Coastal Cleanup, and over 380 million pounds of debris have been removed during these cleanup efforts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
And it goes to show that, you know, not all of it is ill intent when something flies out of one's boat or comes out of your beach bag. Yet there is the goal to always leave nothing but footprints behind.
Absolutely. Yes. We love that motto.
Yeah. It really makes sense. But, you know, then sometimes you go to a park and you see where somebody's just left behind everything for you to take care of. And and you think, that's great. I thought I wanted to clean up your mess, too.
All right.
That's lovely.
I know. Thank you so much for deliberately leaving your debris behind.
That is divine. So we had talked about how easy the form is. What is that website for folks to go to?
So the URL for registration is tinyurl.com/ICC2025IRC.
And so if we were to Google, because this is a lot of letters,
what you can do, so if you go to our Facebook or Instagram, our handle is coastalconnections_inc.
Okay.
We do have flyers for the event, and right on the flyer is a QR code, so you can just scan the QR code and register that way. We also have the link on the flyer as well, so...
That does make it easy.
It does.
That
yeah.
does. And of course, folks, when you're listening, and should you choose to visit the website at treasurecoastinsider.us, we'll have live links to this so that
Perfect.
Folks can easily click and get directly to the page so that they can register, hopefully make it a bit of a team building, family bonding experience.
Absolutely, yes.
And for the kids that are now back to school, yay. Kendra's got a while to go. Obviously, her baby's still fresh. So that's going to be several years in the making. Just know it's an exciting, it's like another holiday for parents. That's right. she's over here fist bumping, friend. She's fist bumping. It's important to note that this could count for those volunteer hours.
Absolutely. It's great for volunteer hours. We would encourage anybody that needs them to come out. We'd happily even sign off on anything you need us to.
And so is that done with each individual park captain?
It would be, yes. So
okay.
we have park champions. So we have local businesses and groups throughout the entire county that are called park champions, and they're representing their individual locations. In addition to that, we also have Coastal Connections volunteers called site leads. So they'll be partnering together
Great.
To lead each individual location and can complete any of those forms right on site.
Now, is it encouraged that volunteers need to bring any of their own supplies?
We're going to supply everything that's required or needed for the cleanup. If anybody has their preferred pair of gloves or trash grabber, they're welcome to bring them. But we will bring everything necessary. We would just encourage people to bring a reusable water bottle. Very important to stay hydrated. It's very possible it's going to be a very hot day. In addition to any sun or bug protection. Always highly encouraged to bring those
valid.
As well. Yeah. And just wear comfortable clothes. Anything that you might not be too concerned if it were to get a little bit dirty.
Right, right. Yeah. And I say the bigger the hat, the better in a scenario like this.
Very good.
Yeah. It can't go wrong. And then when your hair is in dismay later, you just put the hat back on. You cover it up because now we got an after party.
Exactly right.
Now, at Walking Tree Brewery, obviously their logo and branding is the mangrove roots.
It is. Yes.
So was that part of the collaboration and the thought process?
There are just a great group of people. Brooke and Mike are wonderful owners of Walking Tree Brewery. So not only is it just a local place that we love to visit, but they have so generously loved to partner with us for the after party and Park Champion in the past as well. So they like to get out there and participate in the cleanup just as much as volunteers signing up. So I don't know if it was an intentional collaboration because of their logo, but just because it's
maybe
it's,
subliminally it gravitated.
Right, there you go. Exactly.
And
right.
then the rest is history, friends.
Yes, just great people, great location. We
and
love
I
it.
Second that. And it has plenty of parking.
Absolutely.
For what you're going to need because not all 1,100 plus volunteers are going to necessarily make it to the
right.
celebration thereafter, but a good handful will. And what can we expect once we get there?
So we are going to have awards. We're going to have a few different contests for the cleanup. We're going to have the largest group that participates.
Oh.
We're going to have the most trash collected by average for an individual location. And then we're also going to have the most unique, weird, odd item found. And that's going to be nominated by each site location. So that's a really fun one. Last year, a toilet won. So
but
you
of
never
course.
Know, right? You
yeah.
never know what you're going to find out there.
Oh, that's
adds
a hoot.
To the excitement. So yeah, we're going to have some awards. In addition to that, we're going to have raffle items. They're going to have BOGO drinks. It's a very family-friendly event. There might even be some games.
Oh.
So come on out. It'll be a very good time.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is sure. great. And so once again, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am chatting with the gals from Coastal Connections. We are highlighting their fourth annual International Coastal Cleanup, which is going to be on September 20th. And it's a 40-year long tradition with Ocean Conservancy. And, you know, we're just looking to make an impact in our local area. We need volunteers. There's 25 locations. And you could have a chance at a really fun award for the after party just by putting together a big group or really spearheading to find the most ridiculous item you can out there and get it off of the coastal waterways. And let's get it to the proper
Exactly.
disposal locations.
Yes, for sure.
Moving forward. Once again, we'll have links on our website at treasurecoastinsider.us, but you can go through the socials at coastalconnections_inc and use that QR code or link there to sign up for your volunteer position. And then we look forward to seeing all of the volunteers, as many that can, as well
yes.
as community partners and supporters of Coastal Connections thereafter.
Absolutely.
At Walking Tree.
Be sure to register by September 14th so you can claim your free T-shirt.
We love that. Now, Kendra is still sitting cross-legged, taking care of the baby in the studio floor. We love that. But before we go on a commercial break, White Glove Moving and Storage is, of course, one of the proud underwriters of this program and always happy to support local and initiatives such as this whenever we can. And several months ago, you all were in need of some movers. And of course, you thought of White Glove. And I was just hoping you could share the experience with our listeners. What do you think, Kendra?
Those men were absolute hunks.
And they, thank you.
And they could
thank
lift
you.
Our junk. And it was fantastic. No, we, White
Hunks
Glove Moving
junk.
And Storage helped us move storage units, which is what we use to store all of these incredible supplies for events like International Coastal Cleanup Day. And we needed their help, and they had all of the right, you know, the truck, the equipment, the personnel, the great attitudes. They were
yeah.
just so much fun. It was, they're great. We love them and highly recommend.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I always say what would take us as regular folks, you know, 8 hours to get done, my men are able to do in less than half the time. So not only is it a time saver, there's a lot of value to be had in that. So ladies and gentlemen, once again, sign up for Coastal Cleanup Day, September 20th with Coastal Connections, with 25 locations throughout Indian River County. Gina, Kendra, thank you both for being on the program. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. Amanda Valencia, Tillery, don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Blue Dolphin Pools strives to provide quality service with a well-trained staff in the field and in the office. They want you to know that your pool or spa investment means much more to them than just another account. They believe you have entrusted them with your investment, and they'll do their best to see that it stays in top condition. Blue Dolphin Pool has been in business over 35 years, setting them apart from the competition. Residential or commercial, Blue Dolphin will keep you in the swim. 567-5853.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock tariff-free coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of American-made telescope, Berlin Gardens, and Pollywood, all with no tariff ever. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Come in now for our summer sale and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. I shout out to my friends at Foxy Nails, two locations in Vero near the Fresh Market in St. Lucie County off of Seaway Drive. True nail artists. You give them the look, they will emulate it. It will last for weeks. You'll love the price point. You can bring in your kiddos. They got little Disney chairs. It's so adorable. Plus, always gift cards available. Special thank you to Michelina's. The third Wednesday of every month, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, my Ladies Luncheon, meets three times a month, and in our Stewart Martin County location, it's always at Michelina's. It's just so darn delicious, and they have family to-go packs. For $60, you can feed a family of up to six. It's incredible, and so easy. You will love it. Plus, they do catering. Michelina's is just consistently delicious, and they had a great write-up in the Stewart News. And special thank you as well to True Colors Salon and Spa. Yes, it's in Vero, but it's worth the drive. Nearly 7,000 square feet. They do hair. They do nails. They do skin care. They do massage. And they have always monthly specials that you can take advantage of that kind of coordinate with the month and the theme. So hopefully you'll go support them. I'm a very happy customer, and I know you will be too. Check out treasurecoastinsider.us. Support our sponsors when you can, and we'll see you at the International Coastal Cleanup. Cheers!